वंदेहं
The following is a class on the Nectar of Devotion, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 27th of October, 1972, in Vrindavan, India.
Sri Rupang Chakrajatam.
Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada and of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, by whose inspiration I have been engaged in the matter of compiling this summary study of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. This is the sublime science of devotional service as propounded by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared 500 years ago in West Bengal, India, to propagate the movement of Krishna consciousness. Srila Rupa Goswami begins his great book by offering his respectful obeisances unto Sri Sanatana Goswami, who is his elder brother and spiritual master, and he prays that Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu may be very pleasing to him.
Yes.
He further
prays. Hello. Srila Rupa Goswami wanted to please Sanatana Goswami. Our duty is to please the superior, not the public. We are giving service to the public according to the direction of the superior authority. We do not manufacture any program of service. That is not our business. Whatever is ordered by the, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna himself. Still, he was following the authorities. Krishna, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality, he was also referring to the Brahma Sutra. Brahma Sutra Padaischaiva Vinishchita. So, this is the way that any bona fide spiritual propaganda must be following the footsteps of previous authority. At the present moment, it has become a fashion to manufacture some idea. But that is not the Vedic way. Vedic way is to receive the message through parampara system. Evam parampara praptam evam rajasayati. Not to deviate the parampara. So Sanatana Goswami was taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continually for 2 months personally in Benares, Varanasi. Therefore, he is our authority. The Hari Bhakti Vilas, the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, they follow the principles of Hari Bhakti Vilas. In that Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami recommends Tatha Dikha Vidhani na Dijatang Jayate Nina. Dikha Vidhan, by the process of Dikha, any human being can be elevated to the position of a bona fide Brahman. Vidhanena. Vidhan, the very word is used, vidhan. Vidhan means bona fide process. Tatha dikha vidhanena. There is another good suggestion. Tatha kanchana tang jati kangsa raso vidhanena. Rasa, rasa means, another meaning of rasa means, I forget, the metal, the liquid metal, mercury, hydrox, what is called, hydrogen, no, another name is, Hydrargyrite. That is the chemical name of mercury. You know it. Hydrargyrite? Yes. Unguentum hydrargyrite? Yes. This is another name of the mercury, hydrargyrite. So, in Sanskrit it is called rasa. Rasayan from mercury, rasa. Chemistry is called rasayan shastra. Actually, rasayan shastra chemical composition begins from mercury and sulfur. That is the beginning of chemical composition. So, rasavidhanena, by chemical interaction of sulfur and mercury, if you can add tin and copper, then it becomes gold. You can manufacture gold, provided you know the process, how to mix up copper, tin and mercury with biomedia of sulfuric acid. Sulfuric acid is the mother of chemical. Without sulfur, you cannot make any chemical composition. Therefore, all chemical composition are called sulfate, sulfide, like that. So, Sanatana Goswami gives this idea of chemical composition. It appears that he knew how to work with chemicals. Yatha kanchana tang jati, kamsa rasa vidhanata, tatha dikha vidhanena, dijatang jayatenina. So, we are trying to follow Sanatana Goswami by dikha vidhanena, by initiating persons from anywhere. It does not matter. Because in this age, Kali Yuga, the Dikha Vidhan is performed according to Pancharatriki Vidhi, not Vaidik Vidhi. Vaidik Vidhi is very strict. Unless one is bona fide son of a Dija, the initiation was not given to the Shudras, there was no initiation. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. So, these are the Vedic process. So, in the Kali Yuga, because it is to be understood that everyone is a Shudra, therefore Vedic Vidhan cannot be applied. Vedic Vidhan requires that one must be born by a Brahmin, Kshatriya. Then he is eligible for being initiated. But in the Kali Yuga, that is not possible. Therefore, the Pancharatriki Vidhi is accepted. Narad Panchara. Tatha Dikha Vidhanena. This Dikha Vidhan, recommended by Sanatana Goswami, means Pancharatriki Vidhi. Now, Rupa Goswami says, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Suti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatriki Vidhi Vina Oikantiki Harer Bhakti Utpatayo Kalpata. Without undergoing the process of Suti, means Vedas, Smriti, the Puranas, and other corollary literatures, Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, Smriti, Mano Smriti, the laws given by Mano, Parasa. So, Hari Bhakti, devotional service to the Lord, must be approved by Vedas, Puranas, Pancharatriki Vidhi. Otherwise, any show of devotional service is simply disturbance. Anyone can manufacture and it is being supported by some very big missionary activities, jato mat tato pop. You can manufacture your way of religious principles. But that is not Vedic way. Vedic way is evam parampara prapta. Although we are initiating people from low-grade society, still following the principles of Pancharatriki Vidhi, injunction of the Goswamis, therefore it is Brahma. Bhagavad Vidhi, Pancharatriki Vidhi, that bona fide Vidhi. So, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, first offers his respectful obeisances to his elder brother, Sanatana Goswami, because Rupa Goswami accepted him as spiritual master and he was initiated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami also. So he offers his respectful obeisances to Sanatana Goswami. Go on.
Further praise that by residing in that ocean of, he may always feel transcendental pleasure in the service of Radha and Krishna.
Yes. Ocean of nectar. The Mayavadi philosophers, generally, they give this example that all the rivers, they flow down to the ocean. This example is generally given, that when the river mixes with the ocean, it doesn't matter which course it is following, after all, it is coming to the ocean, merging into the ocean, so that is ultimate liberation. But this analogy, if you give some analogy, you must consider all the similar points. That is the way of analogy. The more you have got similar points, then the analogy is perfect. So, the rivers merging into the ocean, then you must take further consideration that the superficial water mixing with the ocean is again evaporated. The water is evaporated by scorching heat of the sun, just like now we see cloud in the sky. This is nothing but evaporated water from the sea. So, the water which merged into the water and to the ocean of the water of the ocean, now it is evaporated in the sky. And again it will fall down. And then again glide to the ocean. So this is called avagaman, coming and going. But our Vaishnava philosophy is not to merge into the water, but keep your identity and go deep into the water, so that you may not be evaporated. The fish and the aquatic animals within the water, they are not evaporated. They are not going to become cloud and again fall down. Therefore, Sanatana Rupa Goswami says, he further prays that by residing in the ocean of nectar, he may always feel transcendental pleasure. Our philosophy is, go back to home, back to Godhead. Not in the spiritual sky, parabham. Spiritual sky, there is chance of falling down. Why chance? It is sure. Those who are merging into the Brahma effulgence, the Shastra says that they again fall down. Arucha kritchena parang padang tata patanti adha. Arucha kritchena. the jnanis, they undergo severe austerities, penances, to merge into the existence of impersonal Brahma, but they fall down again because they have no shelter. Anadita jusma tangra. As in this sky, there are many planets. You can go with high speed to the moon planet or Venus planet, but if you have no shelter to stay there, you come back again on this earthly planet. That is practically experience. Similarly, you may merge into the Brahma effulgence. That's like our plane goes very high, and at a certain point we see it is invisible, merged. Actually it is not merged. Our eyes cannot see anymore. They take it as merge. Therefore, Jiva Goswami, this merging principle, he has explained, just like a green bird enters into a green tree, it appears that the bird is no longer existing to the imperfect eyes, but the bird is existing. We cannot see both the tree and the bird being green, we see it has merged. Because the spiritual sky and the spiritual living being, small, it merges means it does not merge, it is there. The individuality is there. And because this individuality, fragment of the Supreme Brahma, is eternal, sanatana, it is not that spirit can be cut into pieces, acchedyam, adajayam. Spirit cannot be cut into pieces, that is not possible. So we are fragmental parts, that means eternally we are so, individual. Nitya nityanam chetanas chetanana. We are one of the nityas. There are innumerable nityas and chetanas, the living entities, part and parcel of the supreme living entity, Krishna. They are all individual. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, my dear Arjuna, do not think that I, you, or all these soldiers and kings who have assembled in this battlefield, they are not existing in the past. They were. And they are existing at present, and similarly they will exist in the future. That is stated in the Bhagavad. So, where is the question of merging and loss of individuality? The individuality remains. It remained in the past, it is at the present moment, it is continuing, and in the future also they will remain the same way. This is clearly explained in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So merging does not mean always that losing one's individuality. The individuality is there. Therefore, the theory of merging into the existence of impersonal Brahma is to stay there for some time, again fall down. Just like the same example, that the water of the rivers, they merge into the ocean, but again it is evaporated in the sky, and it falls. Again goes through the river, merges. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. This is the once manifested, and again merging. This is going on. So our philosophy is that once going into the ocean, no more coming back. Tatta dehaṁ punarjanmanaiti māmeti kaunti. That is our philosophy. If we once go in the spiritual world, we do not like to come back. We stay with Krishna and dance with him, or play with him, or serve him as tree, as plant, as water, as cows, as land, as cowherd boys, as father, mother, or as gopis. This is our philosophy. Once we go to Krishna, we live forever with him in either of these capacities. Let me live at Vrindavan in any capacity, it doesn't matter, but live there. Therefore, he says that he further prays that by residing in that ocean of nectar, he may always feel eternally, continually, without any cessation, Anandamaya Abhyasa, to remain Anandamaya. That is the principle of Vaishnava philosophy. Go on.
Let us offer our respectful obeisance to all the great devotees and acharyas, or holy teachers, who are compared with sharks in the great ocean of nectar, and who do not care for the various rivers of liberation. Impersonalists are very fond of merging into the Supreme, like rivers that come down and merge into the ocean. The ocean can be compared with liberation, and the rivers with all the different paths of liberation. The impersonalists are dwelling in the river water, which eventually comes to mix with the ocean. They have no information, however, that within the ocean, as within the river, there are innumerable aquatic living entities. The sharks who dwell in the ocean do not care for the rivers which are gliding down into it.
Yes, the shark, big fish, shark, big body, they have no place to come into the river, come back. There is no place. A big crocodile, big shark, they do not come to the river. They constantly remain in the ocean. One. Yes.
The devotees eternally live in the ocean of devotional service, and they do not care for the rivers. In other words, those who are pure devotees always remain in the ocean of transcendental loving service to the Lord and have no business with the other processes which are compared to the rivers that only gradually come to the ocean. Srila Rupa Goswami prays to his spiritual master, Srila Sanatana Goswami, for the protection of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the ocean of the pure nectar of devotional service, from the argumentative logicians who unnecessarily meddle in the science of service to the Lord. He compares their arguments and logic to volcanic eruptions in the midst of the ocean.
Yes. Natastarkena jujaya. Achinta khaluji bhava natastarkena jujaya. Simply by arguments, logic, you cannot understand Krishna. That is the Vedic injunction. Tarka pratishtha. You cannot establish the truth by simple logic and argument. You may be a very great logician, but somebody may come who is greater logician than you and he defeats you. That is going on. Tarka pratishtha sutayo vibhinna. Now if you read the Vedas, you will find some contradiction. Not contradiction, but to the neophyte, it appears to be contradiction. Just like we have cited the example, the animal stool is impure, but cow dung is pure. So by logic you can say, the cow dung is also the stool of an animal, how it becomes pure. But in Vedas you'll find such things. Therefore, by simple studying without surrendering yourself to the spiritual master, you will find all these contradictions and you will be bewildered. Sutayo vibhinna. They are not vibhinna, but to our limited knowledge, sometimes they appear as vibhinna, different. Sutaya vibhinya naso munijyasya matam na bhinnam. And you won't find a philosopher who does not agree, who does not disagree with other philosophers. Therefore, dharmasya tattam nihitam guhayam mahajana jena gatasya panth. We have to follow the footsteps of great acharyas. That is the way. These mahajanas are described in the shastra like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kapila, Kumara, Mano. They are all mentioned. So you follow any one of these great personalities, Brahma. Brahma is the greatest personality within this universe, and he has got his sampradaya, which is known as Brahma sampradaya. Similarly, Lord Shiva has also his sampradaya, which is called Rudra sampradaya. Similarly, Narad Pancharatra, Kumar sampradaya. So, follow the sampradaya. Sampradaya vihinasti mantrasti vifalama. If you do not follow any bona fide sampradaya, then your path of spiritual advancement will be baffled. You will simply waste your time. Bifalamana. So, we should follow the footsteps of great acharyas, then our progress is positive. There is no fear. So, to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just like Rupa Goswami is describing here, that he wants to take shelter of the ocean, deep into the ocean, and he doesn't care for the river and the, what is called, Barvagni. There is some whirling pool in the water. That is compared with the arguments. Sometimes these logicians, they create argumental calamity in the process of devotional service. But Rupa Goswami recommends that we should not be deviated by the arguments, karmis, jnanis and yogis. Let them do their own business. We do not care for them. We give them respect as far as possible, but we don't accept the path of karma jnana yoga. Jnana karma dhanabhritam. Jnana karma dhanabhritam. Annabhilashita sunnam jnana karma dhanabhritam. We should not be deviated by the process of karma jnana yoga. That is pure devotional service, shuddha bhakti. Shuddha bhakti, we should stay, we should fix up in shuddha bhakti path. That is the recommendation of Srila Rupa Goswami. Gone.
In the midst of the ocean, such volcanic eruptions can do very little harm. And similarly, those who are against devotional service to the Lord and who put forward many philosophical theses about the ultimate transcendental realization cannot disturb this great ocean of devotional service.
Well,
the author of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami, very humbly submits that he is just trying to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Although he humbly thinks himself unfit for this work, that should be the attitude of all preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement, following in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami. We should never think of ourselves as great preachers, but should always consider that we are simply instrumental to the previous acharyas, and simply by following in their footsteps, we may be able to do something for the benefit of suffering humanity.
Yes. Just like Narottam Das Thakur says, Tadera charana sevi bhakta sane vas. Tadera charana sevi. Our main business is Hey! Hey! So, our main business is to serve the acharyas. This Krishna consciousness movement means why we are trying to serve the acharyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his direct disciples, the Sarva-Goswamis, and their disciples, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haive Akruti, that is required. Tadera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sane Bhav. Janame Janame Mar Ei Abhila. So this society is attempting to create a society of devotees all over the world without any discrimination of caste, creed, color. One must be a devotee of Krishna. Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sei Guru. One must know the science of Krishna, then he can preach to others, Sei Guru. That is our purpose. People may not misunderstand our propagation that we are proselytizing some persons to Hinduism. Yesterday, one so-called Jnani came to me and he challenged me that, Swamiji, formerly the Christians used to convert the Hindus and the Mohammedans used to convert the Hindus in the Mohammedanism or Christianism. Now you are converting the Christians into Hinduism, then where is the difference between their activities and your activities? So, this fool does not know, this is not making a person from Christian to Hindu. This is not the process. We are not interested. I never said in any meeting in the Western countries that Hindu religion is better than your Christian religion. You give up your Christian religion and come to Hindu religion. No, that was not my propaganda. There are many old students here present. They may remember. I never made propaganda. Rather, when they inquired whether one can attain perfection by following Christian principle, I said yes. So our propaganda is not to proselytize people from Christian to Hinduism. Our propaganda is to make everyone know this fact that everyone is eternally servant of Krishna. That is our propaganda. Jiver Swarup Hoy Nitya Krishna Das. That is our propaganda. We are trying to convince people that your original position is servant of Krishna. You have now forgotten that. You revive your Krishna consciousness and you will become happy. That is our purpose. Do not misunderstand that we are trying to spread Hinduism. Hinduism is a fictitious term because there is no fixed up conclusion. Somebody is accepting these, somebody, even the Jains and the Sikhs and many other sub-religions, they are also ruled by the Hindu rules, Hindu law. So actually, this word Hindu is given by the Mohammedans. We don't find this word in the Vedic literature, Hindu. It is later, I mean to say, prakripta. Or in Bhagavad Gita you won't find the word Hindu, or in Srimad Bhagavatam, or any other Vedic literature. This is the convention of latest age. Actually, we, the followers of Vedic principles, our system is varnasam dharma, four varnas and four ashrams. This can be applicable. But varnasam dharma is applicable in anywhere. Chaturvarnam maya sristam guna karma vibhagas. The creation of God, that's like sun. Sun is creation of God. Sun is visible everywhere. Not that something American sun and something Indian sun. No. The sun is the same. Similarly, Chaturvarnam, the four principles of division, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, they are everywhere. It is not the monopoly of India. Anywhere there is an intelligent class of men, God-conscious men, they are called Brahmanas. Anywhere who are prepared to fight for the right cause, administrator, Kshatriyas, anywhere who are interested in business, trade, agriculture, they are called Vaishyas. And anywhere who are simply satisfied by serving others, is called Shudra. So, our principle is not to proselytize from Christian to Hindu or Mohammedan to Hindu. We are teaching simply how to revive his old constitutional position to become servant of Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. So it is applicable anywhere and everywhere. It is not that it is monopoly of India or for the Hindus. No. And actually it is being accepted practically in all countries, even from all religious sects. In our society, there are boys and girls, they are coming from Christian group, Jews group, Mohammedan group, but when they come here, all of them become the servant of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.